Now let's talk about the anchor. Everyone would like to be an anchor. Anchor is going to sound like it's really good. Anchor is going to sound like it's normal or it's healthy. But I want you to understand that we're not talking about normal or healthy. All three of these are normal, having nothing to do with health, having nothing to do with good or bad. But still, you're going to think it's better to be an anchor. But I also want to say that I'm going to give you the extreme of the anchor. And just like the others, you're somewhere probably along the continuum of anchor, even if you are sounding more like a wave or sounding more like an island, because I was giving you very strong features of both. It's very likely, very possible you are an anchor with wavish qualities or islandish qualities. If you are an anchor, you are easy in so many ways. In so many ways, you're easy. You're easy to get along with. You're easy to get along with almost everybody. People like working with you. You have a lot of friends. People find you authentic. You're not phony. You tend to be comfortable in your own skin. You're comfortable being alone, and you're comfortable being with people. And unlike the wave in the island, you don't have a hard time shifting in any direction, whether it's from interaction to solitude or from solitude to interaction. You don't talk too much. You don't talk too little. You don't hide things or keep secrets, but you also don't say more than is necessary. You tend to be flexible and resilient. You tend to have a wide range of expression. You can go from high emotional states to low emotional states with ease. You are easy to follow when you talk. People don't have to work hard. With islands, people have to work hard many times to fill in the blanks because they're not saying as much as they should. Or with waves, they're saying too much, expressing too much. But you're very good at expression and make it easy for other people to follow your speech and to follow you. From childhood on, you were an anchor. And I should say, just going back to the wave and the island, if you are a true island, you were that way from childhood. If you are a true wave, you were that way from childhood. If you are an anchor, you were that way from childhood, which means that you had no problems or very few problems in elementary school socially and junior high and high school socially and college socially. You may have experimented with things, but you didn't do anything that was damaging to yourself. You handled transitions well. There's a sense of real autonomy with you because you know what it's like to depend on somebody. There's no shame in that. You know what that's like. You also know what it's like to be alone and independent and take care of yourself. So you kind of swing both ways and you appreciate both. You believe in true mutuality. In other words, in relationships, you basically comport yourself in this way. Whatever we do, it should be good for me and you. In other words, you tend to not go about doing things that are just for you, because in your anchor family, relationship came first. And that really is the important thing. The anchor family, relationships come first. Interaction is important. Knowing you is important. Making quick repairs when there's injury is important. So you know how to fix things. You know how to apologize. You know how to repair. You have a good sense of what is going on socially, emotionally. You can feel what's going on. You're able to read faces very well. You're able to read people well. You're able to read your own internal cues very well, and you're able to actually identify them. On separation, you miss your partner, but you think positively about them. You don't start to get angry with them. And on reunion, you reunite very happily. There's a gleam in your eye when you reunite. You're very happy, basically, every time you have contact with your partner. You like to seek proximity, and you like to maintain contact, physical or otherwise, but you don't cling, you don't demand, you don't have problems in that area. Unlike the wave and unlike the island, you didn't have caregivers that required you to regulate them. You basically saw your parents take good care of each other, of themselves. And that left you free to be a kid, to be needy, to be whatever you were, and not have to worry about them. And because of that, you don't have strong fears of engulfment like the island, or abandonment like the wave. You're not as encumbered by that. Unlike the island and the wave, instead of over-relying on auto-regulation, self-stimulation, self-soothing, or external regulation, interaction that goes in one direction only, you rely more on interactive or mutual regulation. You like to sit down with your partner and be eye-to-eye, face-to-face. When working out difficulties, you like to do that eye-to-eye, face-to-face.